Rob, what's the intensity like around here as you guys are preparing for your first playoff game?
The intensity is high. It's like any other week, though. You got to prepare the same. It's not like you're changing up the schedule just because it's the playoffs. You're not really doing anything different. You just got to come in, prepare hard, keep the level up. I mean, the intensity's been high every single week all year long, but just got to keep on continuing that, keep on preparing how we have been, and get ready for the big game.
Rob, with all this negative attention going around about this ESPN article, does that do anything to hold the team together and sort of make you guys close the ranks and, you know, play to win even harder to prove your detractors wrong?
Like I said, the feeling around here, the intensity's high, the preparation's high, just like any other time, and it's just like any other week. I mean, I feel like if anything, it's just going to bring us closer, and it's gonna bond us together. And the feel is no different than any other week going on right now. So it's good. We just had a good practice week. Everything's feeling good, and just excited for the big game. But first off, we got a big week ahead of us to prepare.
Does it ever surprise you how much people underappreciate the quality of this team? Because every time, especially over the last 3, 4, 5 years, when there's been something negative pushed onto the team from people outside the locker room, there's been a response. And especially over the last few years, you guys have won world championships. So that mental strength, fortitude, whatever you want to call it, is that maybe something people don't appreciate about that this locker room?
I mean, throughout my years here, I mean, I've seen a lot of negative, a lot of positive, and I just the reputation that coach tries to get us to have is just ignore the noise on the outside. And I feel like that's what myself, a lot of other players have been doing. You just got to keep ignoring the noise and just keep on focusing on what we've been doing all year, and that's preparing hard, studying our opponent, getting ready mentally and physically for the big game. So no matter what's going on the outside, as a team, as an organization, we just got to keep grinding, keep going, and keep doing our job.
Do you see Tom with an extra level of intensity or focus?
I mean, I've gotten that question many times throughout my career, and I've said this many times. It's hard to see him go to another level of intensity because he's always intense. He's always preparing hard. He's always studying hard as he can every week. So just seeing him do the same old that he does every week, prepare hard, practice hard, and get ready for the game.
Rob, the majority of, I want to talk football for a second. The majority of your catches this year have resulted in either a first down or a touchdown. Can you talk about the pride you take in moving the chains and reaching the end zone?
I mean, I didn't even really know that much, but I mean, that's always good. You always want to be moving the chains. You always want to be scoring. Just when the ball gets in your hand, you want to do the best you can to help out the team. You want to make plays. You want to make people miss. You want to break some tackles. And, I mean, I would say that's how everyone probably goes into a game as a receiver or tight end or running back, whatever it is. But just got to keep doing your job. Keep on playing hard.
Rob, you were named first team All-Pro last week. To get that honor after ending last season with an injury and having surgery, what did it mean for you to kind of earn the respect of your peers like that?
I mean, it's definitely not an honor for sure. I mean, a lot of hard work, dedication, patience, the whole process of coming back. Definitely, I would say patience is the virtue there. I mean, you just can't come back right away and think you're going to be able to go out full speed. So just a lot of hard work, dedication. It's definitely an honor, a humbling honor, but it means nothing now. To tell you the truth, it means nothing. It's the playoffs now. It's one and done. If you lose, so just got to keep on preparing, looking forward now, and not look in the past.
You said patience. How long did it take you to get comfortable again and to feel confident in yourself?
I mean, I never came off of surgery and said, oh, wow, I feel comfortable. I mean, I can't really give you a timeline, like, oh, this many weeks or whatever, but throughout them all, I would say that you just can't go full speed, even though your mindset, you want to be 100% ready to roll, but... just got to keep on sticking to the process, keep on sticking to the rehab, keep on going hard, and everything will kick in.
How excited are you considering how healthy you are compared to some other years at this time?
I'm excited, definitely. I mean, I wasn't part of it last year, but not looking toward in the back, but just looking forward to this game, man. Super excited to be back out there with the team. Just super excited today out there on the field with the boys again. We had a couple days off, so... It's my first playoff game in a while, so I'm excited, man, and just got to take one day at a time right now.
Rob,
was it unique watching last year in the playoffs, knowing that you're finally going to get back into the postseason this year?
I'm just excited to be back right now. Just excited to be back on the field with the teammates and just appreciating that.
Rob, you've been in the division round of the playoffs every year of your career, every year since 11 in the AFC Championship. Do you take this run of success for granted when you talk to maybe some buddies around the league who've never even been to the playoffs, let alone this far?
I don't think I would say we take it for granted at all. I mean, we put the hard work, we put the dedication in, and we know what it takes to get to that level. And now that we're there, you can't take your foot off the gas pedal. I've seen it happen before. It's happened while I'm on the team here before. And you just got to keep working hard. You can't think, oh, that we're here, that we made it, oh, we're in the playoffs, everything's going to be easy. No, it gets harder, it gets tougher. It gets more physical, mentally and physically. So you just got to prepare, keep on working hard, and keep on grinding.
Two final questions.
Rob, Bill said that the Titans are a team that have really played two playoff games, one to get in and then one to continue on. How dangerous is a team that has that kind of experience, especially in the resiliency they showed on Saturday?
It just shows that how tough of a team they are under the pressure. They basically won two playoff games, one to get into the playoffs and a playoff game last week. So it just shows how tough they are, how fundamental they are, and that they're ready to bring it in the clutch times.
How difficult was last year for you to sit home and just watch the run?
I haven't thought about that. I've probably addressed that before, but as of right now, I'm just super excited to be back in the playoffs, back to practice this week, and super excited for the game Saturday, but got to take one day at a time right now. All right, guys. Thank you.